This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
Joy 94.9, 17 minutes past 10. My name is Chappelle, and how awesome was that song? It was the debut single from a group called The Collective, and the song is called Surrender. They were runners-up in this year's X Factor, and it just so happens, and I'm super excited about this, but I have Jaden on the phone from the group right now. How are you doing this morning, Jaden?
Good, thanks, Chappelle. Thanks for having me.
That's great. I'm so excited to have you on because I can't imagine what it feels like for you, because 2012 has been a massive year for you. What has been the highlight so far for you?
Yeah, it's fair to say 2012 has been probably one of my best years to date. I guess the highlight would be there's so much happening, and I guess the highlight was probably being put into that boy band. I think something I never expected, but it turned out to be a blessing in disguise, and I've never looked back.
Absolutely. Now, you guys came runner-up in the Australian X Factor. You've just released your mini album called Surrender last Friday, and it's gone to number one on the iTunes charts, which is phenomenal.
That's cool, yeah. We were kind of like frantically looking at iTunes and just getting everyone to help us out. It was just great to see the support we had, and to get it to number one was just amazing. I didn't even understand what that meant at first, but like everyone was congratulating us, and it was a great thing for us to happen to us.
Absolutely. It means that you're really, really popular and people love you, which is cool.
Yeah, it's a good thing to have, yeah.
Absolutely. So the album, it's a mini album. It's called Surrender. Why a mini album and not a full long play album?
I guess because there's only 8 tracks on there. It's not kind of your standard, 10 or 12 tracks on the album. So we just said it's a mini album, and it consists of just some of the tracks on X Factor that we enjoyed doing, plus our single, plus a bonus single that we've just released, which is Last Christmas.
Very cool. And if people actually buy the physical mini album, they get a 6-panel poster of you guys, which is nice.
Yeah, that's cool. Hey, we've been signing that poster. I like it. I want my own one.
I'm sure you can organise one. If anyone can get their hands on one of those posters, it's you, Jaden.
I don't know about that. They're pretty hard on us.
Pretty strict. They keep it just for the fans. Is that right?
That's right. Yeah, that's right.
Well, that's good. Maybe that's the way it should be. Your fans are very loyal. So, yeah, and speaking of your fans, the Collective's Twitter account has more than 225,000 followers, which is phenomenal, and you've trended on Twitter a heap of times. How do you adjust to becoming so popular so quickly?
I guess it's a kind of... I don't actually know how popular we are because, we're very level-headed. We're keeping things very grounded. But with the Twitter, I guess it happens quite gradually, and, you know, just for us to start out with really no fans at all and to have this point where we've got such a huge following, and it's just so encouraging, and we really do appreciate everything that people are doing for us, and it's just been an amazing ride.
Absolutely. It's great that you're sounding level-headed and you're not, throwing TVs out of hotel room windows and that sort of thing.
No, I don't think that'll ever happen for us, not at this stage anyway.
It's too expensive to replace them nowadays.
Exactly,
yeah. So the mini album is called Surrender. Do you have a favourite track on there that you love the most?
I do. I got a soft spot for The Right Stuff, just because, we got to perform it on the show, as people may have seen, and it's just like, it's one of those tracks that just really is uplifting, and I just really enjoy performing it. Like, as daggy as the song is in this time, I just love it. It's great.
That's really cool, and it's good that you can admit that you can be a bit daggy, which is nice. You don't have to be super cool all the time.
No, you can have your daggy days.
Absolutely. That's really cool, but you actually have quite an extensive performing background, and when I was looking at your bio on the Collective's website, I saw that you actually have a bit of a background in opera. Is that right?
Yeah, when I started singing, I was kind of classically trained, and I had a teacher that was a bit of a highly known opera singer. So that's how I was taught, and she put me into a couple of opera seasons, and I did some stuff with Opera Australia, and that was kind of my first kind of performance, and that was cool. I didn't know much about the contemporary scene or the pop scene or anything like that. So it's been such a ride with my music,
and absolutely. I think
every aspect that I've gone through, I use that to my advantage.
Yeah, cool. Because, I mean, even to perform in Opera Australia is quite an achievement. Like, that's a pretty big deal in itself. So you've had a pretty good run, I'd say, in terms of a career. But in terms of changing styles, because operatic singing and then, you know, your pop singing and contemporary singing is quite different. Did you have to do different training to adapt your voice to the different styles?
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, when I did swap to a contemporary teacher. And in terms of, like the technical side of singing, I was behind, you know, like I had a lot to learn. And that was kind of what I was doing for about 3 years, just learning how to sing more contemporary stuff. And then, you know, I tried it for X Factor and not really knowing what to expect from it. And, you know, I think, you know, being in a group is probably the best thing for me. You know, I get to assimilate into that contemporary scene better as I'm surrounded by people who have been doing it for ages.
Absolutely. And it must have helped having someone like Ronan Keating on X Factor being your mentor. He's pretty established and experienced.
He was great. He had so much, you know, so much knowledge to pass on to us. And I really do believe that, apart from the fans getting us as far as we did, he single-handedly got us, you know, to where we got to. And we, you know, we ever thankful for that.
Absolutely. It's very exciting. He's a pretty cool guy. Now, you guys have also, like you said, just released a single called Last Christmas. Obviously, perfectly timed around Christmas. It would have been weird releasing it in June. But you're also performing at Carols in the Domain tomorrow. That's a really big deal. Are you nervous at all?
I guess it doesn't hit me yet because we've been so busy, but I'm sure when I get time to myself to think about what I'm about to do, sing in front of possibly 60,000 people and on live TV as well, I guess the nerves will kick in.
Absolutely. And we... go on, sorry.
we will be singing our Christmas track on there, and we released it as a single with a video, so hopefully that's going around and it'll be a good performance.
Absolutely. You're on Joy 94.9. I'm chatting with Jaden from The Collective, who, of course, are runners-up on The X Factor this year in Australia. Now, one of your band members, it's actually his birthday today, and that's Zach. How old is he today?
Yeah, Zach, yeah, it's his birthday today. He's just turned 23.
Oh, wow. So
he's the oldest member, but even more.
He's the granddad now of the group.
Yeah, that's right.
So he was quite known during the show for getting around sort of without a lot of clothes on. Is he like literally running around in his birthday suit today? Do you know?
I haven't seen him yet, but I'm sure there'll be more excuses to be naked. Anything, any excuse.
Well, very cool. You'll have to maybe document it for us, and so we can live vicariously through your experiences. That would be cool.
No, I'll get the camcorder out and we'll see what we can get from him.
Put that up on Twitter. You'll definitely get a lot more followers. Excellent. Well, Jaden, thanks so much for talking to us. Your mini album is called Surrender. It's available on iTunes, but don't forget, if you buy the physical copy, you get a 6-panel poster of the boys, which is a very cute one. Thank you so much for chatting to us, and I hope 2013 is as equally awesome for you as this year has been.
Thank you so much for having me, Shapiro.
No worries. Thanks, Jaden.
This Joycast is a free service brought to you by Joy 94.9. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.